Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday said last week he'll continue a lawsuit against a music industry giant. From our news partner WESA, Tom Reese reports that while this position goes against the Trump administration, Democrats say Sunday hasn't challenged the White House enough.
The Federal Department of Justice and dozens of attorneys general sued Live Nation and Ticketmaster over an alleged monopoly involving ticket sales. Live Nation owns Ticketmaster and about 60% of the country's amphitheaters. The Trump administration plans to settle the suit, but Sunday, a Republican, and other AGs plan to continue the case. Sunday says the settlement, quote, falls far short of protecting consumers. Democrats have criticized him for not challenging Trump on other issues, where Governor Josh Shapiro has taken the lead instead. The state Democratic Party says Sunday has, quote, failed to stand up to Washington chaos and protect the state. But Sunday says he will defend against any Trump challenge to state laws regulating artificial intelligence. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Artificial intelligence is becoming part of daily life, and researchers at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia are studying how the technology plays a role in childhood development. In a new review study, CHOP experts found AI can enhance learning and emotional support in kids and teens. However, pediatrician Dr. Robert Grundmeier says they may struggle to identify when AI is producing bad information and giving harmful advice.
Which really speaks to the need for more guardrail development to help ensure that these tools really support positive interactions.
States like Pennsylvania are launching AI literacy programs to create safety standards and help families report AI devices that may be harmful to kids. Well, beautiful skies above Philadelphia, big clouds, plenty of blue up there on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 38 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We might get to a 40 a little bit later on in the afternoon. Looking ahead, patchy clouds again tomorrow with highs similar to today. Then we start a warm-up on Thursday with temperatures that day getting to around 50.